basically two primary aspects. The first, and I've discussed this with Speaker like Boehner, and that's to have oversight hearings of the department to ensure that the department is operating not just efficiently, but also is coordinated with and working closely with all the elements of the counterterrorism community, the intelligence community. My concern is that the Department of Homeland Security is not given the full responsibility and not carrying out what its intended purpose was from Congress, that too much Homeland Security policy is being set from the White House, which is beyond a congressional oversight. Just recently with the crisis in Yemen, you basically saw John Brennan, the president's Homeland Security advisor. He was the one who was the public face. Same thing last year with the Detroit Christmas Day bombing. That was basically handled from the White House. The Times Square bombing in May, there was very little presence by the Department of Homeland Security. And I said this is a decision by the administration which is going to hurt the Department of Homeland Security and prevent it from carrying out its intended goals. And also, it's going to cause other elements, I believe, in the counterterrorism community not to cooperate or not to give the level of cooperation that they should to the Department of Homeland Security. Now, in addition to that, I have some very specific topics I want to look at. One is the radicalization process going on in this country where young Muslims are being recruited by Al-Qaeda because Al-Qaeda realizes it's very difficult now to attack us from the outside the way they did on September 11th, and they're recruiting people who are living legally in this country, either as natural-born citizens or naturalized citizens or here as legal residents. So I want to get the whole issue of radicalization, try to end this political correctness where there's certain issues we can't talk about. Also, whether or not there's been full cooperation by the leadership in the Muslim community. And then the whole issues of Guantanamo and the 9/11 trials, that has to be addressed.
We're speaking with Representative Peter King, Republican from New York, currently the ranking member of the House Homeland Security Committee and the man in line to become its chairman this January in the 112th Congress. Now, that said, sir, we've sat in on a couple of committees during the current management of the committee. And in general, what's been your take on the way that the Department of Homeland Security has operated under Secretary Napolitano?
I have a lot of respect for Secretary Napolitano. This is not anything personal between me and her. Part of it is philosophy. Part is the fact that I don't think the administration is giving her or the department the support which it needs. When this crisis in Yemen, Secretary Napolitano should have been standing there with the president. And if John Brennan is going to be there, fine. But it should be the Department of Homeland Security which is out front on this. It should have been the Department of Homeland Security which was out front on the Times Square bombing. If the president chooses to run it from the White House, that one takes away from Congress, which I believe hurts the whole system of checks and balances, but it also means that you basically are not accountable to the to the American public. It's being done behind the scenes, and that also causes the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, to lose the clout that it should have with other members of the intelligence community.
And at the same time, Secretary Napolitano came before the committee a number of times regarding the situation down on the southern border, the situation with all of the drug cartels and all of the violence down there. How would you assess her performance and the department's performance in that situation?
Actually, in many ways, the department has stepped up enforcement, both along the border and also internally. So I would say that there was more cooperation or more of an agreement between the Republicans and Secretary Napolitano than most people would have expected on the issue of illegal immigration. Now, I believe that more should be done as far as completing the fence along the border. That is obviously going to be a topic which is brought up. And again, not really in a confrontational way at all, because I have found Secretary Napolitano to work very closely with the committee, with both sides of the aisle. She comes in for regular meetings with me and with the Republican members. That's when we were in the minority. Since Republicans have taken over the House, I've had a very long, pleasant conversation with Secretary Napolitano. I'll be meeting with her next week. So on immigration, that I would say is one of the more positive signs. Not enough. We still have some differences of degree, but I would say they're less than what we anticipated them to be.
And in your piece in the New York Post, Mr. King, you also took issue with the White House's priorities in terms of Hurricane Katrina and also diversity issues in the DHS.
Well, I was talking more about the Homeland Security Committee itself. Listen, Katrina was obviously that was important. Diversity, racial diversity, and fairness in employment obviously is important, but not to the exclusion of Guantanamo, not to the exclusion of the Fort Hood shootings, not to the exclusion of the radicalization of elements of the Muslim community and lack of cooperation by the by people in the Muslim leadership. So, as a Homeland Security Committee, our main focus should be on Homeland Security and keeping the country safe. And the other issues, while they are important, obviously, nevertheless, if we keep it in perspective, we should have been doing much more as far as hearings on the issues that really involve life and death for the American people.
What do you think about the resources in terms of the budget of the Homeland Security Department? In terms of the Homeland Security Department, do you think the department has the resources that it needs in terms of budget and staff?
That's one of the issues we'll be looking at. I think the Department of Homeland Security could always use more funding. The reality is that these are tough budget times, and there are going to have to be adjustments made, cuts in some areas, and yet we cannot afford, I don't believe, to cut funding which goes to the targeted areas in this country. So I want to make sure that no matter what we do, that the cities and the areas that are most under threat from Al-Qaeda receive all the funding they need. And that, again, could involve, should involve, eliminating some of the areas which I think are getting funding now, and there's very little likely of them being attacked. We have to use, we have to look at what the odds are. We have to use any funding that goes out should be threat-based, and in no way should sensitive, high-target areas have their funding cut. Perhaps funding could be done as far as management, as far as overhead, but also as far as not sending funding to areas which are not main targets.